All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, February 28th of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a three-game NHL main slate as well as an eight-game NBA main slate, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel and our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. And as a reminder, we do have our build review show today. It is Friday, so that'll be going live at 5 p.m. Eastern. So don't miss that one either. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up. We do have a number of questions that rolled in here, so we'll just work our way from the top down. So why don't we get SaberSim up and let's start answering some questions. So first one from Danny. Danny said, I just joined the Ship It Nation, and can you please show me how to multi-enter on FanDuel and how to late swap? I tried last night, and the red indicator wasn't showing. I even refreshed it, so I think I entered them in wrong. Okay, so doing late swaps live are tough because there's no slate in progress yet. But if you're looking for a tutorial on late swap, okay, so go to the top right corner, go to help, and then this SaberSim tutorial section, we do have a video how to late swap, okay? So I would follow this, and it will show you how to do the late swap process inside of SaberSim. Now, if you are having trouble with uploading and downloading CSVs on FanDuel, then I would do something a little different. I would go back to the same SaberSim tutorial section, but then I would go down to this how to enter your lineups into your contests. We have desktop and mobile options, okay? But if you click on this, for instance, there's DraftKings versions, but then there's also FanDuel versions, right? This will take you through the process of going to FanDuel, which we could see here. Going to FanDuel, getting your... After downloading it, uploading it into SaberSim, and then at the end, it takes you through the process of getting your file from SaberSim and then back into FanDuel. So the how to late swap one will take you through the process on SaberSim specifically, okay? And then the how to enter your lineups on desktop will take you through this. This will walk you through DraftKings and FanDuel on mobile. Okay. So check those out. Those two tutorials should be super helpful. You know what? I should just link them here. So let's go back there. So let's go how to late swap. Drop that in the YouTube chat. How to enter lineups on desktop, site-specific, and then how to do it on a mobile, also site-specific, okay? So check those out. Those should be your best resources. If you guys are ever having an issue in the app and you just can't figure it out, think something's wrong, go to the top right corner, go to report a problem, okay? This will send a message to our support team. Discord's also a good option, right? I know that the Ship It Nation Discord has a SaberSim channel. Our team is monitoring that late into the slate, and you can also post there. Ship It Nation team will also be available to do any troubleshooting as well. So those are your resources. We try and, you know, give you as many avenues as possible to get help or follow along with the tutorials. So hopefully those help tonight, but you can always reach out to either of our team's support as needed. And Danny said, thank you. You're welcome. All right. Good start there. Next question. I keep changing my mind, my Minuniques to have Luka and my lineups, and the Sims keep giving me less of him every time I late swap. How do I avoid that if I want Luka or LeBron or even a player in a late game in my lineup? It keeps giving me very little exposure after I keep adjusting his minimum exposure, but it changes after late swap. How do I keep it open for later players in the night? Okay, so we did cover this in the Discord, but I did want to cover it on the show as well because it is a good question, right? It's important for everybody to know how to do this. So again, another late swap question, right? Let's go back to that tutorial here. So when you late swap, okay, you come in, you know, slate starts, you click this green late swap icon, right? You're going to get this pop-up. And we'll let this render. Okay. So this is what the pop-up looks like, right? You get this pop-up. Now, notice that the settings in the bottom left says default. What this means is that if you've made any changes, okay, to filters, rules, player pool adjustments, minimax exposures, etc., they will not be carried over from your build one into your late swap at default. What you need to do, go to the settings, click the dropdown, switch it to build one. Now, for instance, in your example, say you've given, you know, 20% minimum exposure to Luka. Well, now that minimum exposure is going to get carried over. And then when you run your late swap build, we will build your new pool of lineups, taking into account the fact that you want Luka in 20% of your lineups. Okay. So if you're making any adjustments in your pre-slate build that you want to continue to use a rule, a filter, minimax salary adjustments, right? Any of those things you want them to carry over, switch the setting to build one when you go to late swap, and it will do just that for you. Okay. So, wanted to make sure touched on that one. I'm sure it'll help someone else out as well. All right. Next question. Hey, Andrew, I feel like I've developed a process that grades out well in flashback sim ROI wise, but I'm lacking behind in sim 99th profit. For example, if I have a top 10 sim ROI in a contest, I am often well below that in 99th profit. Would you recommend setting up any filters or custom metrics that incorporate ownership or percentile to introduce a little more volatility while keeping my overall sim ROI high? Thanks. Okay. Couple things on this one, right? So in my experience, right, just doing build reviews, contest flashback myself, things like that, there's usually two things that come into play when it comes into 99th sim profit, okay? Number one is how many lineups you're entering, okay? So let's say that, you know, you're playing a 150 max contest, but you're not maxing it out. Usually you're entering like 10 lineups, right? So like, for instance, you know, we come in here and we go back to, we'll say yesterday, and we'll go to the NBA slate yesterday. And then we'll go to the contest tab. And let's say, you know, we're going to go and we're going to click on the fadeaway, right? Maybe you're at a point where you're entering, you know, 10 lineups into the 150 max contest on the day, right? As part of your contest selection allocation, right? Okay, you go to users, you know, set up your entries filter for greater than or equal to 10, like we talk about. And then you sort by sim ROI, right? Well, notice here, right, we can kind of see this like right off the bat. The top, you know, four sim ROIers are less than 150, and then the fifth one is 150, okay? So let's just look at the sim 99th profits between these, right? Notice that the less entries at 21 has 6,099th profit. The two at 50 are in like the 20K range, 29, 25, and then there's one person at 40 is 21,000. And then the 150 maxer is 99,000, right? So like the 99th profit is also tied in a way to how many lineups you're entering. So if you're entering less than the max, I would say in general, you can expect to have a lower 99th profit. Okay. So I don't know what contest in question is or, you know, what have you, but I do see this often. So I wanted to kind of call this out. And then this is like a pretty good example, right? Like even, you know, you see like the Phantom one here, right? 10 entries, you know, lower 99th profit, right? This is kind of cool. PhD Aggie here, 10 entries. I think they took second place in this contest or third. I don't know exactly what the payouts are, but you know, 10 entries, lower Sim 99 profit, but look, they actually, you know, had like a huge day here, and then they do have a strong Sim ROI, right? So you could definitely get it done with less than the maximum number of lineups. That's a pretty cool outcome for this person, right? But that's one thing to take into account. Okay, the second thing that I mentioned is usually duplication. Usually the higher your duplication, the lower your Sim 99th profit is going to be, because you're splitting that first place prize so often with other users, right? You're not solo shipping. Remember, like this is like a thousand, your 1,000th highest outcome. So like, if we're doing the contest sim 100,000 times, what we do is we take all those contest sims and then we reorder them from high to low. And we're saying, okay, this is like the most money you made. And then the second, the third, the fourth, right? Sim 99th profit is your 1,000th highest outcome. So it's, you know, the if we're working from the top down, it's 99,000, right? And then that tells you how much you made. Well, if you're duping a lot every time you win, then, you know, that profit is going to be lower since you're not getting as much of the first place prize as maybe somebody else would be, right? So basically you could have a high Sim ROI, but if your entries are lower, you're going to have a lower win rate, or you're just going to win less often, as opposed to, you know, if you and I both have a 10% win rate, but you enter 10 lineups and I enter, you know, 150, I'm just going to, you know, have more lineups that win in the contest sim just more often, right? So that's one reason. And then the other one is duplication. So keep those two things in mind. I don't have, you know, I'm kind of speculating a little bit, right? Just based off of things that I see. But if you fall in one of those two buckets, I wouldn't be too concerned. If that is not the case, then let me know. And, you know, we can try and figure out a way to increase that and help you along. So let me know. Happy to circle back on this one as needed. All right. Next question from C. Thomas. If I'm playing in a single entry contest and a 20 max, would it be best to run the contest sim separately? I want to apply unique mini uniques to the 20 max, but not the single entry contest. Okay. Good question. So the answer is you don't have to do this. And the reason for it is because of, how can I show this? Let me enter something real quick. So 4 p.m. main slate today. Okay, let's go to NBA. And let's just put two entries in this guy. All right, so this is just a quick example. And why don't we kill off some lineups? All right, so let's let this build run. And while this runs, we got a question here from MacMan. So why don't we answer this? And we'll kick the contest sim as well. All right, contest sim is running. Quickly here from MacMan, when is the lineup review day and where do we upload our lineups for you to review? Good question. So lineup review day is today. Show is at 5 p.m. Eastern, so about 45 minutes from now. If you want to sign up, you can post either in Discord or send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Let me know what sport you want, what date and slate you want, and then let me know what your DK username is if you're playing on DK. And if you give me that info, I can add you to the list for today. So we have three people signed up already today. You would be the fourth, and I can definitely add you to the queue. So just give me that info, and we'll be all set. All right, getting back to this one. So the question was talking about, would it be best to run the contest sim separately? I want to apply uniques to the 20 max, but not the single entry. Okay, so if you go to autofill, and it's hidden by default now because it was causing some confusion, but if you right-click on these, any of these column headers, you go over to the hamburger menu, click edit columns, and you scroll down. Okay, we have these toggles, ignore min and max exposures. Okay. Actually you said min uniques, but either way, we'll talk about both. So ignore min and max exposures, right? If you have these on, which they're let me say that again. It will not apply minimax exposures to your single entry contest. Okay. It'll only apply your minimax exposures to your contests that are over the number two threshold. Okay. I realized I read that question wrong and started talking about something that we were not talking about. But the question was, I want to apply the uniques to the 20 max, but not the single entry. Okay. So there's two ways you could do this, right? Number one is you can use autofill. Okay, if you use autofill, min uniques is a column. So if I had a second contest here, I could switch the uniques for the first contest, but not the second contest. Okay, so if you change the uniques from the gear icon, you're changing them for all contests at once. But if you do it within the individual row, it only applies to that contest. So I can go in, I could set the uniques to 3 for the dime time, and then for technically, it doesn't matter for a single entry, okay? Because a single entry is just one contest. So if the single entry here is set to 9, it's not going to matter. Now, if you had both contests chosen at the same time here, which you can control from this dropdown, then it would matter. So this is the second way of doing it, okay? So let's just review. First way is with autofill. This is the way I would recommend, is do them individually in the rows here. Second way would be going into direct fill, okay? Clicking this drop down, unselecting the contest you don't want to look at, which would be the single entries, right? You would leave your 20 max selected, and then you would set your min uniques. You would save, right? I save, and then I go and I unselect the 20 max, I select the single entry, and then I turn my min uniques off, or basically back to 1. So those are your two ways of doing it: in direct fill, one contest at a time, or in autofill simultaneously, but different settings per contest. Okay. So you got to figure out which one makes the most sense to you and use one of those two. All right. Next question. Any tips or strategies for hockey? I build lineups and mini uniques and sometimes raise a player here and there, but it's been so bad for me. I can't figure this out. Thanks. Honestly, what I would recommend is signing up for our build review show, right? That's going to be your best resource. The build review show is basically I bring your builds up on stream and then I look at them and then I'm like, okay, maybe you shouldn't do this. Maybe you should try this. Maybe you should try that. Hey, you know, we're going to go. Maybe just a little bit here or there, right? You could sign up, you know, two ways, like I talked about. Either send us an email, support@sabersim.com, or in the office hours channel, let me know the date, sport, and slate you want reviewed, and then I can add you to the list. That's going to be the best way. Aside from that, other resources for hockey, go to Saber School up here in the top right. I don't know why it's not clicking. Try a hard refresh. So I don't know why this isn't clicking. Oh, no, there it is. Cool. So go to Saber School, go to How to Beat DFS, and then go to NHL. Okay, check out this video, How to Build Winning NHL DFS Lineups with SaberSim. This is also going to be a good resource. So, possibly signing up for the build review show and then checking out our NHL DFS guide are your two big resources for hockey that I would highly recommend. Okay. All right. So far, so good. And looks like we're caught up here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So why don't we knock out a build demo here? So I'm going to go build some lineups. I'm going to build two lineups for today for NBA, right? So first thing. I would build as many lineups as your plan allows. And then maybe I just want to set a filter to not see players with a zero projection, right? Seems fine. So I'm going to kick this off. While this is running, good opportunity to go and upload your entry file. I already did so, so don't need to do so again. So we can just wait for these sims to finish here. And almost done. All right. So going to sort by exposure, going to run the contest sim. And then I'm going to set up an aggregate metric for target ROI. So show me the average contest sim target ROI. Notice I have an entries file today, so I can use target. ROI goes to target automatically, so I don't need to do anything special there, right? And then now it's just kind of trying to figure out what two lineups I want to play, right? So we talk about lineup to pool ratio a lot, right? So I need two lineups out of 500. That's a 250-1 ratio. So that means I have a ton of bandwidth to crank up min uniques, right? I could probably go from 1 to 4 pretty easily here. And my top two lineups both have 4 players different, right? Okay, let's try 6, right? We're at 283.4. So we drop like 1 point in projection. We do drop like 40% ROI. So not sure if I want to go to 6. Let's try 5. 5 is the same. And then, so our top two lineups have 5 players different from one another. And then our 6th lineup gets us, makes us go from lineup 2 down to lineup 12. Okay. All things considered, I'm pretty okay with 5. You know, looking at like the 3 players up here, decent value, higher salary, good ownership, right? So I would honestly be fine taking the top 2. You could try 6, you know, if you like 6. If you like some of these exposures better, right? Maybe you want to play, you know, 2 lineups that are completely different from one another, right? We're playing lineup 1 and lineup 48. No player used twice. You know, there's no right answers here. You could use, you know, I probably would have stopped at 5. You could use 6, 7, 8, you know, whatever makes sense to you, right? Check these lineups out, see if you like them, and then kind of go from there. But me, I would have settled on 5. I would save those. And then I would, you know, download either from here or the top left downloads. And then I would upload to the site and be ready to rock and roll. All right. And MacMan, I see you here for the build review show. So I will get you added to the list. Appreciate that info. But other than that, we're all set here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back in about 35 minutes for the build review show. So until then, everybody take care. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.